Hey, our Lou segment, Ask Lou, is sponsored by Lynn Home Roofing. Their family has your family covered. Did you answer, do you remember answering the French drain question last week?
French drain question.
Okay, good.
I don't, but go ahead. Right.
Because they sent it last week and they've resent it this week. So this is the text. I bought a house that was built in 1957. The foundation in the basement has a French drain system. I want to finish the basement. How do I put studs in around the drain systems? Plastic strips are around the basement floor. Drain systems,
well,
plastic strips.
So if it's a French drain, I'm thinking that maybe what you have is drain tile, and then there's like a webbing that's along the foundation wall that's there to grab the moisture if there was ever water to come in, and then the water would go be channeled into the what they would call the French drain or the drain tile. I mean, if you're going to finish it off, then you need to install some type of bottom plate. And that could either be a piece of wood or steel, depending on if you want to do steel studs. And you're going to attach it to what I assume is concrete, and then the top plate to the underside of the floor above, and then put your studs in between that. The trick I always, when you're doing a basement, finishing out a basement, I like to keep a little gap between the stud wall and the foundation wall, just so there's some air movement back there. If there ever was water or moisture to get back there, so that you mitigate the chances of mildew and mold.
Speaking of French drains, I had trouble, so I had to put a new drain up at the front of my yard that was uneven, so I put some dirt down. I planted grass seed last Saturday. Was that foolish? Because it's been warm.
Yeah, it's not foolish. I mean, it'll probably, I mean, if the weather holds like it is right now, it most likely will germinate, in the next couple of weeks, but then, you know, I would think that within a couple of weeks, we're going to get to colder temperature and it'll just go dormant. But it won't, you know, you may have to put a little seed in the springtime, but I think you're okay.
Okay. Lou Manfredini, Mr. Fix It. It is our Ask Lou segment, 312-981-7200. I hope you've got Lou locked in because Jim is on line two. And Jim, you've got a question about your front porch?
I do, Lou. We just bought a new house and I've got a two-step cement porch that's probably 3 inches not level and going off from away from the house. Do the guys that normally level concrete, can they level this off, or am I better off building a wood one over the top?
Is the soup that you have, is it sound? It's not cracked or anything?
No, it's perfectly fine. Yeah, perfectly fine.
Yeah, so call PermaSeal. They can come out and do what's called their poly-level system. And they can go underneath it, and they'll install this polyurethane, and they can put it exactly where it needs to want to go. And it doesn't add a lot of weight to the ground, and so it's really nice and a very effective system. So call them up and say, I want the poly level for my front porch, and they should be able to help you out.
Excellent. Okay, one last question from Beth. Beth, what's your thermostat question?
I have a new thermostat, smart thermostat, that was installed when we got a new furnace and air conditioner in July. It has been registering that carbon dioxide is high in the home. And other than I look online and it says open windows, you know, run a fan, is there anything I can do? Because this has been showing since we had it installed.
Hmm. Well, are you a household of heavy breathers? Because that's what we feel when we're breathing. Are you standing by the thing, breathing heavily or what? I mean, it sounds to me, if you've opened the windows and it doesn't change, it sounds to me like you have a faulty thermostat. Because carbon dioxide, it isn't anything that, I mean, obviously, in our bodies, it's not good to have too much carbon dioxide. But it's weird that that's what it's registering. I would contact whomever put it in to maybe swap this thing out, and you get a bad sensor.
And one last question, Lou. After taking the hose off outside and turned off water valve inside, outside will not stop dripping. What does this mean?
The inside valve is not stopping the water. If you've got an inside valve and you've turned that off, but it's still not, you know, keeping the water from dripping, then that inside valve probably needs a new packing nut or it needs to be replaced entirely, depending on the type of valve that it is.
Okay. And it is time to do that, right? Do we have to detach our hoses right now? And
I mean, gosh, Lisa, this weather has been crazy, right?
I know.
I mean, everything seems to be pushed out. So, I mean, you know, if this was 5 years ago, I would tell you, hey, it's time to get those off, you know, right before November. But who knows what's going to happen with this weather. But, yeah, I mean, people are probably still going to water a little bit. So, I don't know, until we get a few days of hard freezes, you're probably okay.
Okay. Great to talk to you. Be listening Saturday morning. Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini, we're appreciative of you.
Yeah, I'll answer the phone for sure.